Hey, this is Andy for Birth to Get for Breakfast, and I'm here with Goddamn. How's it going, chaps?
How's it going? Yeah, I'm good, Andy. How are you?
Not too bad. I was delighted to hear you when I met you just now, the Volvo accents.
It's
a pleasure, absolute pleasure, because I'm from the Midlands, but I've got that non-accent thing going.
Where are you from? And everybody thinks they've got no accent. You've got an accent.
A little bit, it's a weird one. Yeah. I'm from Telford.
All right,
birthplace of industry Salop. And all that. Salop.
Yeah.
TF7 boy and all that.
Oh, okay.
But yeah,
no, you'll wear a vest.
Rather than be about me, it's about you chaps. You're currently on tour. How's it been so far?
It's been great. I mean, we've had some, first time out on tour, you expect it to be a bit rough sometimes, but we've been surprised.
There's been some really good turnouts so far. Especially for the Stoke and Birmingham, right?
Yeah.
The main ones so far. Obviously, we're only 5 dates in.
Yeah.
So there's still still a lot.
Manchester's looking all right,
It's looking good. Sounding good as well. So.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. What have you been getting up to whilst you've been on tour? Because this is your first headline tour, isn't it?
What have been getting up to? Working while we're touring as well.
Yeah,
working in the daytime.
That's
right, it's tiring. We're used to it anyway, used to gigging and working and stuff, so it's not much different. Just
more of it.
Relentless.
Yeah.
So apart from working, anything cool we've done?
Nothing really springs to mind, to be honest.
We stopped in a hotel last night. That made us feel pretty rock and roll. Stopped in a hotel.
Yeah.
Did you batter the place up or did you leave
it? It was really nice.
TVs were all still there, I think.
Yeah, it's cool. We lost the phone charger at one point. It was tense. That's about it, really. Next question.
That'll be when you're 50, you'll be like, I remember when I was on tour.
And I lost my
phone charger.
you remember that one?
The days.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, so no antics yet. I mean, we've got to go to work tomorrow, so...
Yeah.
This is the sad reality. This is like some kind of expose on people in alternative bands where they have to go to work tomorrow. Because mummy and daddy aren't going to pay the rent for us or something like that. I don't know.
So there's been no extravagant riders or anything like that?
We got dipped today. That was pretty cool. There's been...
A couple of beers, water...
That's it, beer and water. No funny rides. Oh, tonight they painted the stage and the curtains the same colour as our tour poster. That's what we requested and we got it. So it's pretty nice.
Now that you guys are headlining, is that you can request that?
Oh, we
could change the curtain.
We'll call all the shots.
We weren't too keen about
doing this interview, but our tour manager insisted on it. And
I know, I begged.
Yeah, I'm checking.
But I mean, not to focus too much on, how depressing life is and, we've all got to work and stuff. But you've been performing whilst you've been for the past couple of months as a two-piece.
Yeah.
How's that dynamic been for you guys as a group, obviously, coming from a three-piece band to now performing as a two-piece?
It swings around about. It's easier in some ways to record as a two-piece.
There's still plus points ahead of it, I think.
We like to turn a negative into a positive.
Yeah, definitely.
And just turn it around. Yeah, it's got its positive sides. It's got, I think, I keep saying this all the time, but, I want this band to be able to work as a two-piece or a three-piece or a ten-piece band, As long as the songs are there, then I think that's the important thing. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, you've been... I read that you've been... Because there's been rumblings that you're working on a new album.
We're recording an album, hopefully. We've recorded a single off the album already at Toe Rag Studios, where the White Stripes recorded Elephant, and which is all analogue studio, and we love it there. And hopefully, we're going to do the album there in March. If all goes to plan, but it's all...
Coming to the end of finishing right.
Yeah, it's on our Facebook.
Instrumental side of things.
Yeah, it's on our Facebook that we signed to one little Indian, but nothing's been signed yet, so we'll wait and see.
But you've been am I right in thinking because of your current member, but not at the minute.
Because
of the car accident. Which I'll have to fill people in on.
Because
I realise I'm not. So obviously you've had to do guitar parts without him, and then.
He's a better guitarist than me, so I just in the studio, I just kind of just go, can you do that but better, and you'll do it but better. So that's cool. But he's not As in, I do my part, but better, you know. So he's, it's just not health well enough to tour fully for the minute. But you know, he's never really left the band, so yeah, cool.
So what? When do you reckon, like, these album plans? When do you reckon it's going to be finalised?
I couldn't say when it's going to be finalised.
Yeah,
sure. Like the recording part of the album is the quick bit. It's all the other bit that goes with it. It's kind of takes time, doesn't it? So yeah, hopefully we'll get a bit more momentum in the next year. So it'll take us 10 days to record the album, probably.
Yeah, right, it's not really off site at the moment, but there's stuff in the pipeline, but things need to be finalised. We can exactly say what's
exactly going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah. So
it's very
it's very we don't know exactly when we're going
to
be in
uneasy position to be in, isn't it? Yeah, we're excited, but we can't get excited. Yeah, so yeah, that's about it, really. Yeah, so yeah, cool.
So whilst that's in the future, what else have you got that people can listen to at the minute?
Oh, we've got loads of stuff. I think we've taken it down now, but if you ask, you make the right smoke signals, then there's a whole album available.
Well, like on like iTunes and
SoundCloud. We've got stuff on
SoundCloud.
SoundCloud. But yeah, we've got like 2 albums worth of stuff online. So yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Just check out online. Search for us, and you know if you put in a nice search, you might get the French Goddamn as well.
Yeah, put Goddamn the band.
You've got Goddamn the band. But we come first on Google, though, don't we?
Yeah.
If you Google Goddamn, then you will get...
Before the actual meaning
of the word Goddamn, we are higher than the meaning of the word Goddamn, which is... I'm pretty chuffed about that. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
You know you've made it when you're at the top of the Google.
Yeah. It didn't take that long. No, we're going fucking ages, so yeah, it's taking ages.
Yeah.
Yeah. So where else are you playing the rest of the tour, and what else can we expect?
We're looking forward to... We've got the poster. We've got Nottingham tomorrow.
So you fucking know them all, yeah?
Yeah. Nottingham tomorrow. Go on in. Norwich.
Nottingham, Norwich. Next week, we've got Sheffield, Bristol, Southampton.
Yeah.
The week after, we've got London and Brighton. Then the week after, we got Leeds.
Yeah, yeah.
But then we got 3 dates with the Witches as well.
Yeah,
we're
at the end of the Witches,
February, yeah. Which is in Reading,
Birmingham.
Tunbridge Wells and Birmingham.
Yeah. Tunbridge Wells.
Yeah. Is there anywhere in particular on your current tour that you're looking forward to the most?
Well, our old label, Gravy, are based in Norwich, and they always like bring plenty of people to the show, so I'm excited for that. And Bad Grammar are playing on that as well, so it should be fun.
And London's generally pretty good for us.
Yeah.
Brighton, it'll be cool to play there again.
What? How are you sitting?
I don't know, man. Getting comfortable.
You're making some kind of pirouette with your legs. Yeah. Carry on. Next one, yeah?
No, and then you're getting on tour with... Well, you're doing a few dates with the Witches.
With the Witches,
how did that come about? And
I just nagged them, yeah. Yeah, they're good guys, man. Yeah, good music.
Oh, cool, excellent. So obviously there's a lot more times we can catch you.
Yeah, definitely. I think we'll be doing some festivals this year. They're all pencilled into the carton out centre. Really, just everything is...
Up in the air
and in the clouds at the minute. So, but it's all...
Our life is
in pencil. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Graphite on
that's
paper.
True.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, cool.
We got that to look forward to. Goddamn. Thank you very much.
Nice one.
Thank you. Thanks.